Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right. Yeah. In the email, it turns out that Kristen was at the heart of exposing infidelity and had zero idea.
I had absolutely no clue. So the email goes, "Hi, Burt Show. I met a man online last month and things were going well. But after being burned in my last relationship, I didn't want to take a chance. Here's the story. Johnny is divorced and his wife cheated on him and he left. He said lying and dishonesty were deal breakers. Great, we have that in common. He said he lost his job due to depression with the divorce and was job hunting. Also, he said he no longer had a cell phone because they had a shared account and she removed him. Honestly, that was a red flag, as what person doesn't have a phone? We were only texting first thing in the morning and in the evening. Another red flag. I decided last night to create a fake Facebook account with the prettiest person I know. Kristen."
Aww, that's so nice.
It's sweet, but also I don't know how I feel about it. "I sent Johnny a message saying I found his profile, and if he was single, I wanted to get to know him."
I really want to know which picture she used.
I do too.
Was it the one from your former show when you were like in your sexy picture?
No. No. You from the calendar?
Yes. Have you guys ever seen this picture?
No.
I don't think so.
Oh, damn. I want to see it.
Yeah, we need that.
You can Google him. In the meantime, I lost a bet and had to do a sultry calendar.
It was hot.
Which we raised money for Bob's buddies.
Yeah. You done good.
So in the meantime, he texted me at lunch to see how... Stop Googling Abby and focus on the email.
I can hear you're typing over there. I know what you're doing.
Arguably, this is more important. Also, I didn't find the photo.
I would like to pause and just... I would like you guys to look at it for the very first time on the show.
Okay.
Can you see it?
Did you find
it? No. It's a lot of unsultry photos. Actually, the first photo that popped up is the rainbow coming out of your butt on Instagram.
Google Kristen Klingshern slut.
No.
I'm a little worried I'm going to get a virus.
Google.
Oh, wait. Is this you sitting? Nope. That's not you.
Nope. Kristen Klingshern calendar showgram.
Calendar showgram.
Maybe they're gone.
They took it off the internet.
I wouldn't blame them.
It fell off the internet.
Wow.
There's a photo of you giving yourself an IVF shot. Oh, sexy.
Yeah, very. I'll find them for you. I will show you at another time.
Okay.
Let's get back to this.
Okay.
Focus. All right. I decided last night to create a fake Facebook account with the prettiest person I know, Kristen. Thank you. I sent Johnny a message saying I found his profile. If he was single, I wanted to get to know him. In the meantime, he texted me at lunch to see how I was. He then messaged Kristen. I called her Danielle. And here is the last snippet. I tried to give him every chance to back out. But Kristen / Danielle is gorgeous. So thank you for causing me to only waste 30 days. Here is the IM with Kristen / Danielle and my text to him. I have since deleted everything. So this is Johnny and Kristen, I do believe. Have you dated anyone since your divorce? Do you want kids? No one special in your life? Johnny said, I've been single for 2.5 years. I have been single for 2.5 years ago and have not been in any relationship. I've been focused on healing. I can't say kids. That will always be a mutual agreement between couples. Then I / Danielle said, I like to be upfront. I don't talk to a ton of men. I like to get to know one at a time. Are you talking with other women? I don't want to interfere. To which he responded, I wouldn't have talked to you if I'm talking to other women I'm interested in. I believe you must have seen some ladies flirting on my post, but that's for the public, not my personal life. I'm not a man of many women. I'm always a one-woman man. So we can proceed. And so then she texted Johnny, and she goes, so, ... my friend was looking out for me. Glad I only wasted 30 days. I'm not happy with her, but glad the truth is out.
Ooh.
And then she sent him screenshots of his conversation with me/Danielle.
Got him.
And she goes, and when I was talking to another man before you, I had the common decency to tell me that a woman from his past came and he wanted to see where things went with her before moving. But so, yeah, she used my picture and she catfished her dude and trapped him. And sure enough, he was willing to step out on her. So
it's still very flattering.
Yeah.
She used your picture, right?
So you know what? Just over here doing the Lord's work and I didn't even know it.
By accident. That's how good you are.
I'm very flattered that you think my pictures are worthy of catfishing a man. So anybody else out there, feel free.
Have you found the pictures yet?
No. I've Googled everything. Kristen Klingshirt and slut. Kristen Klingshirt and slutty. Kristen Klingshirt and slutty calendar. And it's just you and your beautiful family and your rainbow butt.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be really easy to find. I think it's been pushed off the internet.
The internet got rid of it.
It's got a breastfeeding photo of you and Jimmy. Your boobs are very veiny.
Yeah, yes, they are.
Wait, what?
They are.
So it's like spider boob.
I do. When I was breastfeeding, they were so veiny.
Just like webs out of them.
All right.
The Bird Show.
Get it. The Bird Show.